want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the Mile High City, welcome to the June 27th, 2010 edition of the Common Sense Show. Good evening, America. I'm your host, Dave Hodges. Normally, we come to you from the rural desert outside of Phoenix, Arizona, but for the next 8 days, I'm officially on vacation. But on vacation or not, I would not miss doing tonight's show for anything. And we have a great show for you tonight. Right after the first break, we'll be joined by our news director of the Common Sense Show, Miss Annie DeRiso. Annie is going to help me conduct the interview with legendary and award-winning journalist and media personality, Jim Mars. So tonight's show promises to be a classic that'll be visited many times in our network archives. And speaking of the RBN archives, you can access all of the great programming at RBN for a mere $1.33 a month, and that's for 24/7 access to our guests and fascinating media personalities. And I know that many of you are listening to the show tonight on your local stations, KU Band Satellite, and many of you are listening courtesy of our live streaming service on the Internet, courtesy of www.republicbroadcasting.org, where all you have to do is click the Listen Live button on the right-hand column of our homepage. And voila, they're all here. But if you're looking for Internet access to the great programming in RBN, it might be prudent to sign up for our archive service quickly. Because have you heard about the latest scam to come out of the United Nations? And there are so many. Perhaps this latest UN scheme will anger you more than the global warming and subsequent cap-and-trade fraud. What could be worse than cap-and-trade, you might ask? Well, how about having your Internet taxed into oblivion? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Have you heard that the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO, for short, as in who do they think they are, they're pushing hard to impose global consumer taxes on the Internet usage in this country to help fund its various programs, including a new proposal that would tax the Internet in order to pay for vaccines and other pharmaceutical medicines for use in third world countries. First of all, and I'm sure most of you are aware of this, it is illegal for any foreign entity, including the United Nations, to tax any American entity. But let's not let a trivial detail like the Constitution get in the way of the global elite's desire to further dominate the planet. Oh, and I wonder what kind of vaccines will be introduced to the third world courtesy of the proposed Internet taxes. Well, I think our good friend of the show and fellow RBN talk show host, Dr. Rebecca Carley, would likely say depopulation vaccines. That's what we're going to be seeing in the third world. It's hard to believe that something as innocent as Internet usage could lead to the demise of a human life in the third world. It may just be the third world, ladies and gentlemen, but it's still a human life. And by the way, do you think that the global eugenics crowd is blindly ignoring you and I? Well, if you're a frequent listener to this show, you already know the answer to that question. So, while we still have the Internet, let me encourage you to go up to RBN on the website or call us at 1-800-724-2719 and sign up for our $1.33 a month archives. Well, while we still have the Internet, let's go quickly to Nashville and at least get Annie up on the line. So let's say hello to Annie, and how are you doing, Annie?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's been a whirlwind of the day. I went down to Nashville to pick up Jim Mars, and Whitley Strieber was there, William Henry, Linda Moulton Howe, Marla Freed. I mean, it was just great.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are all at the house. Not all of us, but here Jim and I are at my house, and we're ready to do this thing. It's going to be a good one.
Well, it's going to be a good thing that we're going to do, but we're up against the break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Annie and our special guest, Jim Mars, after word from these sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, America, to the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and joining us is our news director of the Common Sense Show, Annie DeRiso, and she's going to help me conduct our interview tonight with our very special guest, Mr. Jim Mars. And tonight's featured guest, Jim Mars, is extremely popular in the media, very well-respected, and an award-winning journalist. He has over 30 years of experience with several Texas newspapers. He's the author of too many best-selling books, but some of my favorites are Rule by Secrecy, which really exposed a lot of the underground secret societies and connected a lot of the dots. And then one of my all-time favorites that Jim wrote was turned into a movie called JFK, and starring Kevin Costner, and it was made by Oliver Stone. And that book was entitled Crossfire. And Jim also has a new book that will be coming out in 2 days, and we're going to preview that a little bit later in the show because I want to save the best for last. But without further ado, let's also go to Nashville. In fact, Jim is staying at Annie's because they attended a conference together tonight. So let's welcome Jim Mars, who's normally talking to us from Texas, but tonight from Nashville. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Howdy, Dave. It's good to be with you, as always.
Well, it's great to have you back on. You've been a great friend of the show, and you're always a treasure house of great material. But tonight I thought we would do a lot of dot connecting and go all over the map and kind of let you just pull together everything. But first, you know, people always tell me that you've got too many books to read. You know, if they're new to you, they just can't read all of your books at one time. And you wrote a book that was a primer on conspiracies. And I wanted to take just a minute before we get into our topics and have you talk about that book just a little bit and tell people how they can get it, because I think that's a great place for the novice to the subjects related to the New World Order to start.
Are you talking about Rule by Secrecy?
No, I was talking about that little manual you had on conspiracies. And I don't have my notes in front of me right here, Jim. I apologize for that.
Oh, well, I would say start with Rule by Secrecy, because that was published, I think, about 2000. And what I did, and it turned out to be one heck of a job, it was really difficult, is I took modern secretive societies like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and then their inner core elite who meet once a year under the name Bilderbergers. They're so secretive they don't even have a proper name. They're called Bilderbergers because they were first discovered meeting in 1954 at the Bilderberg Hotel in Holland. But I track them all the way back and show that there are connections with these secretive societies back to the round tables of Cecil Rhodes, the diamond magnate of South Africa, and then on back into Illuminized Freemasonry, and then on back to the Knights Templars, and then they trace their knowledge and secrets back to the mystery schools of Greece and ancient Egypt. And then those were simply more modern representations of ancient knowledge that was passed along all the way back to the world's first great civilization, the Sumerian civilization in Mesopotamia, which is now, interestingly enough, Iraq. One place on the world that, unless you join the military, you really can't go to. So that would be a good place to start and show that there has been an underground stream of knowledge that dates all the way back to prehistory, and that the people privy to this underground stream of knowledge have, in one way or another, through the succeeding empires, been trying to corral humanity and control humanity. And that has led to what any historian will tell you, which is the constant westward movement, starting from the Fertile Crescent in what is now Iraq, northward into the Caucasus Mountain region, into Eastern Europe and into Western Europe, and then southward into Palestine, Egypt, Greece, Rome, again on up into Egypt, and then into the British Isles, and then all the French and the Spanish and the British all then were immigrating over to the east coast of America, and of course during the 19th century it spread from the east coast to the west coast of the United States. And they don't really make any big secret about why everybody kept moving. It was to escape religious and political tyranny. So there's been a clique of people who've been trying to corral us for actually thousands of years. And the problem now, Dave, is you and your listeners are probably more aware of than anyone else, is that thanks to modern technology, the computer, there's no place to run anymore.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, as our more fundamentalist Christian friends like to say, we have the digital capability to introduce the mark of the beast. And I remember the book, the name of the book that I was trying to think of here at the top of the show that jumped out of my head. It's called Above Top Secret, Uncovering the Mysteries of the Digital Age. I thought that was a great primer, a great 101 to the introduction to a lot of these topics.
Yes, that that came out in 2009, I believe. And there's about 20 chapters, and I address and give the bare bones facts and information about more than 20 modern conspiracies or mysteries, all the way from who killed Kennedy to what really happened on 9/11 to what happened in Stephenville, what flew over Phoenix. Even address the question about, you know, did we really go to the moon the way they said we did? Chemtrails. It's a good starting place, and you're right, Dave. It's a primer. You know, the only criticism I've got is that they said I didn't go deep enough into some of these subjects, and that's probably true. But then it was intended to introduce the reader to these issues, and the hope that they would then go on and conduct further investigation on their own.
Well, one of my recent favorites that you've written was The Rise of the Fourth Reich. And I noticed a lot of people, since you've written this book in the media, out of the mainstream media, they're picking up on this theme. In fact, even Glenn Beck is picking up on the theme that we basically have Nazis, fascists, and communists running the American government today.
Well, you know, let's take a close look. Communism is simply a more extreme form of socialism, and the Nazis, who we generally term as fascists, still in all Nazi in the German language is the acronym for Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, which means the National Socialist German Workers' Party. So they were both forms of socialism. The difference was is that the very same bankers, Western bankers of Wall Street and the City of London, who funded and created socialism that turned into communism in Russia, became fearful because they began creating the Internationale, and they began to spread this communism into, and there were strong communist parties in the 20s and 30s in Germany and England and France and Italy and yes, even in the United States. So they became fearful, so they created national socialism in Germany, which by its very name means that it's still socialism, but it can be contained within a national boundary. And of course, in both of these instances, what we see is that any of these isms and any of these socialisms evolve into fascism, which is basically the combination of state and corporate power. And I don't think there's anybody who can argue with a straight face that today in America that we don't have this fusion of state and corporate power. The big difference between the United States today and Nazi Germany in the 30s was that in under Hitler, the state gained control over the corporations and blended them together into this fascist state. And in modern America, the corporations have gained control over the government or the state.
Exactly.
But the end result's still the same.
Exactly. No, I don't think you could have nailed that any more closely than what we see happening today. I want to go through a number of topics here and connect some dots, because a lot of these have appeared in your book. A lot of them are connected to the subjects in your book. But I want to get your take on what's happening on the oil spill in the Gulf and our response to it, and what the elite are standing to gain from this oil spill.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think there's very good evidence to suggest that and I hesitate, Dave, to call it an oil spill. That sounds kind of like, oh, I spilled the milk. You know, here, we'll just mop it up. You know, we'll just clean this up. No, this is an oil apocalypse. This is an oil volcano. This is a catastrophe already, and as I see it, unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. But then the question, I think, becomes is, was it planned, you know, this way, or by this elite, or was it truly just an accident? Well, if you go back and study, you'll find that corners were cut, safety devices were left off, there was all kinds of malfeasance involved, and then you find out that Goldman Sachs divested itself of BP stock, about 48% of their BP stock, about a month or so before the well blew, and then you find that the head of BP, he divested about a third of his stock. So that's kind of suggestive that they knew something was going to happen. Now, I'm willing to buy the idea that I don't think maybe anybody knew precisely the day, the time, the place this is going to happen, but obviously they knew that they were setting the situation up where something like this very probably could happen. And I maintain that if you say it's an accident, then I'll put it this way, Dave. What if I took the brakes off of your car and then told you to take a drive and you crashed into a tree? Is that an accident? Okay.
And, so is that what you think, that this is a false flag operation, that they basically removed some controls and just let it happen?
Exactly.
Okay, we're gonna pick that up and pursue that even farther when we come back after a word from these sponsors. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jim Mars on the other side.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and joining me is our news director, Andy DeRiso, and we're interviewing our special guest tonight, famed author and award-winning journalist, Mr. Jim Mars. And Andy, you had a question regarding the oil spill as well.
Yeah, Jim, what do you think this is? I mean, why would they do this, something this catastrophic?
Well, I'm beginning to suspect that this might be an environmental 9/11, just like 9/11, and we won't go there. Polls show a whopping swath of the American people, perhaps as much as 50% or more, have severe questions about 9/11. In fact, I will throw this in. The senior counsel of the 9/11 Commission, the official government commission, you know, appointed, handpicked by George W. Bush to investigate 9/11, has written a book in which he says that the conclusions and the version of what happened on 9/11, as told to the 9/11 Commission, as told to the media and to the American public, is entirely and inexplicably untrue. So I would like to really stress that, because the next time somebody wants to raise a question about 9/11 as a false flag operation, and they get the argument, well, no, you're being unpatriotic, or that's fantasy, or don't talk about it, you might just mention that the senior counsel of the 9/11 Commission said that the story they told us is untrue. And I don't think it's unpatriotic to ask for the truth. And, of course, what happened in the wake of 9/11 is that we got the Rush Through Patriot Act, which nobody read, We got the Military Commissions Act. We got the Homeland Security. We've got Orange Alert, Terror Alert, all over the country, whatever that means. We have to take off our shoes at the airport, total population control, and it's all based on a story that their own commissioner, council said was untrue. And I think that we're going to see in retrospect that the BP event in the Gulf is pretty much the same thing. They already are preventing people from going on the beaches. The only real containment that's taken place has been the containment of the truth in the news about what's really happening. They chase off reporters. They threaten citizens with arrest. You know, it's really getting ugly, and I'm afraid it's going to get worse as people begin to realize that the attempts to drill these relief wells will probably not answer the question, will not solve the problem. Already they are pretty much admitting that there's a second plume of oil coming off of fissures in the ocean floor, and there's rumors that there's even more. In other words, this is not just a well gone bad. This is a crack in the ocean floor, and with the intense pressures down there and with the possibility of a methane leak or methane explosion with the chemicals that they're pouring in to try to disperse the oil, with the benzene that's being potentially picked up and coming down on the land as rainfall, I think there's a very real possibility that within the next few months we may even see the specter of a mandatory evacuation of much, if not all, of the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, we've been getting that, Jim. And, you know, I think the benefit from this, let me just back up and give you my take on this. Cap and trade was dead in the Senate, and the emails that were exposed through ClimateGate and the good work of journalists like yourselves exposed this fraud called global warming. And now they have their environmental catastrophe to say, well, no more oil off the coast of America, yet Obama can spend $2 billion to invest in George Soros's offshore oil drilling off South America's coast. But I think this is to usher in cap and trade through the back door by use of executive order. What do you think?
I think that's a very good prognostication, David. Most people don't even understand what cap and trade is going to do, okay? On one hand, it's not going to do anything. Let's say with this cap and trade, and the trade is the key word. Let's say, Dave, that you have a polluting industry and I have a polluting industry, but I don't pollute quite as much as you do. So you buy the pollution credits from me. That's the trade. And that way I make a little extra money by selling my credits, and you get to keep producing the same amount of pollution as before. And the bottom line is we're both still creating the same amount of pollution. So yep. Nothing's going to change. It ain't going to change anything. But now here's what's going to change. Under cap and trade, you will not be able to sell your home, because under cap and trade, the federal inspectors can come into your home unannounced anytime they want to and inspect to see if your carbon footprint is up to federal standards. And if not, then they're going to say, well, you have to add this, and you have to build this, and you have to correct this, renovate that. And you have to do that before you'd be able to sell your home. So most people, everybody in the country is heavily in debt. Most people are not going to be able to afford the improvements and renovations necessary to meet these new federal requirements under cap and trade. So wherever you're living now, get used to it, because you're probably going to be stuck there for the rest of your life.
What do the global elite, and we're going to run into the break here, Jim, because I'll just start you off and let you finish after the break, but what do the global elite gain from keeping people from moving and basically staying prisoners in their own homes for eternity?
Control over the population.
The mind-boggling aspect. We're going to pick that up more when we come back from the break. We'll be back with Jim, Annie, and myself, Dave Hodges, after a word from these sponsors.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody, and let me just add my voice to the ad that you heard during the break there regarding our pledge drive. It is true, RBN is having a pledge drive, and we want to create a listener, or excuse me, not a listener-free, but a commercial-free listeners network, and we need some money to do that, and we'd like you all to donate whatever you can, a dime, $10, $100, and you can do that by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719, and you call during office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central, and after hours, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online, and every nickel is appreciated. Anyway, joining Annie and I tonight is famed author and award-winning journalist Jim Mars, and as we went into the break, Jim, we were talking about VP and what the global elite stand to gain from this perhaps manufactured crisis, this false flag operation. So let's go ahead and have you pick it up from there.
Okay, well, first off, when I first heard of the idea of possible evacuation of the Gulf Coast, because you're talking about between 40, maybe 50 million people, mm-hmm. that would be such a chaotic upheaval that, you know, I thought, this is probably an internet rumor, but then the more I checked, the more I found out that police departments are being alerted. The FEMA has held its first ever nationwide mobilization exercise at the first of the year. Even before the blowout, President Obama had appointed a new regime of FEMA directors divided up into the different FEMA areas. I believe there's 12, and named the people in charge, which is, as I've been told, is pretty unusual. especially done publicly, unless they had some reason to think that something like this was in the offing. That would cause such a tremendous upheaval that I don't think that normal police agencies or even FEMA, you saw how much problem they had just with New Orleans. So if we magnify that by Florida and Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, I think it's going to call for a full-scale mobilization, which means martial law. And that's when it's going to get really wild.
Annie and I reported on this show about the influx of the reports of the influx of foreign troops into our western shores, primarily L.A., San Diego area. Do you think that this is true? And secondly, could this be the vanguard of, let's say, foreign assistance in this evacuation?
Well, I do know, and this goes back a number of years, this goes back even into the 90s when I was getting reports and photographs of mainline Russian combat equipment, tanks and APCs, trucks, moving around by rail through Middle America. And that disturbed a lot of people, including myself. And when we checked to find out what is all this Russian equipment doing in the United States, the official explanation was that they were here to be painted. Painted?
Excuse me?
Why would you take the expense of shipping a mainline battle tank from Russia over to the United States just to paint it when you could ship a few gallons of paint over to Russia? The idea seems to be among the conspiracy-minded that these would be painted blue and, of course, UN would be stenciled on the side, and this would be a United Nations peacekeeping force. But I can tell you something, being from Texas and visiting here in Tennessee, there's plenty of folks that I don't think would sit still for this. So I don't know. I'm just afraid it's going to get wild, and I'm not sure what's going on. But they have been laying down the groundwork, as I said, with a nationwide exercise, with call-ups, with the hardening of the FEMA infrastructure. They've been setting into motion what would be needed to actually have some sort of a martial law situation. And that kind of leads me back to the fact that, we're not even a full we're not even to midterm yet for President Obama's administration, and he's already antagonized most of the country one way or another. Even some of his most stalwart supporters are now questioning what's going on because most of his campaign promises have fallen by the wayside. In fact, he's actually reversed himself on several issues. A lot of people who are expecting their government check have not gotten it, and it's almost as though he is self-destructing not only himself and his administration, but the Democratic Party. The pundits are already talking about a massacre in November at the midterm elections. And so it kind of makes me wonder maybe he knows something we don't know. Maybe he knows there's not going to be any midterm elections. So
he's certainly acting that way because America does not want cap and trade. America certainly didn't want national health care. And I just read today that now our health insurance is going to be taxed next year. It's on the forms in
the
IRS offices. I was sent the documents this morning. But
everybody's taxes are going to go up and their health care is going to go down.
Yeah, and so you're right. Obama is self-destructing. Everything that the global elite have written about and professed for the last 40 to 50 years, Obama is quickly carrying out. It makes me just wonder if he doesn't feel his life isn't in jeopardy from the global elite if he doesn't carry out their mandates. He seems to be more afraid of them than the wrath of the American people at the voting booth.
Well, that's absolutely true, because he certainly is following the plan. And this might be a good place to mention that if you really look at it, nothing really has changed. Now, this is the guy who got in talking about change you can believe in. And yet, when you actually look at it, let's look back. From 1989 to 1993, we had George Herbert Walker Bush, a Republican, and every one of his cabinet members, with the exception of Dan Quayle, who couldn't spell potato, and his good buddy Jim Baker, were members of the Council on Foreign Relations, this globalist, elitist, secretive organization. But that's all right, because then we changed, and we had a Democratic administration of Bill Clinton from 93 to 2000. Oops, every one of his cabinet members, with the exception of Secretary of Defense William Perry, were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay, but we had our chance in 2000 with the selection of George W. Bush. Oops, all of his cabinet members were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So then in 2008, of course, well, we got change, you can believe in. Well, let's look at it. We've got Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. She's not CFR, but she has attended and, in fact, been prominent at the Bilderberg meetings.
Exactly.
Robert Gates, who was CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, under Bush, is still there. Janet Napolitano, Council on Foreign Relations. Bill Richardson, Council on Foreign Relations. Susan Rice, Council on Foreign Relations. Timothy Geithner, Council on Foreign Relations. Larry Summers, Council on Foreign Relations. Paul Volcker, Council on Foreign Relations. And here's the good one. His National Security Advisor is General James L. Jones, who in early 2009 at the Munich Security Conference said quite plainly that he takes his daily orders from Henry Kissinger.
Yes, I saw that.
When do we ever vote for Henry Kissinger? So what am I telling you? There has been no change, folks. There is no Democrats, there is no Republicans, there is no liberals, there is no conservatives, there's only one party in the United States today, and that's the rich party.
Yeah, I like to call them the Washington Party. We have got the Democratic wing on one side, and we got the Republican wing on the other, but they're all controlled by the lobbyists that represent the global corporations.
Well, so let's call it the Globalist Party.
That's probably, actually, I think let's call it what it really is, Jim, fascist.
Yeah. It definitely is, by the dictionary definition. The blending.
I don't like to sling names at politicians, you know, without being accurate. So let me ask you, in your humble opinion, since you wrote The Rise of the Fourth Reich, is President Obama behaving like a Nazi?
Well, yes, because the National Socialism, again, was a blending of, in Germany, of the state and corporate power. The real powers in Germany were Deutsche Bank and the IG Farben chemical complex and the Krupp Steel, okay, an alliance, the giant insurance industry, which is still going. And today, I don't think anyone could seriously argue that corporate America runs the government today. So, yes, by dictionary definition, that's fascism, and President Obama is just running right in tandem with them.
And is it really your opinion that we're not going to see elections in November? I know that's a tough question.
I'm not a psychic, and I'm not a prophet,
right.
And I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying that he's certainly acting as if there's not going to be any elections in November. And if the Gulf situation worsens, and if they begin to activate a plan to evacuate the coast, it probably could lead to martial law, which would mean a suspension of the November elections.
Well, let's look at just the sheer numbers here. If we have 50 million people in the
Gulf. Wait a minute, Dave. I hope and pray that that doesn't happen. But, I mean, I'm just trying to be realistic. And look,
Jim, you're not alone in wondering this out loud. Annie and I have had several guests on the show who have wondered the same thing. But I'd like to take just a moment and talk about just the sheer numbers in the Gulf. If you got 50 million people in the Gulf, this represents basically one-sixth of our population. Now, I know we outlawed the Quartering Act when we became a constitutional republic, but where are they going to put 50 million people? And it would take martial law to force us to take in strangers from the Gulf. A lot of people are not going to want to open their doors.
That's true, but perhaps that is what's behind the recent push to build and implement and enlarge existing FEMA camps.
Mm.
Okay? In fact, in my book, the new book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, I name where these places are and how they are equipped. And if a lot of your listeners would think back to when Fidel Castro sent the boat people over. He emptied out his insane asylums and his prisons, and he sent a whole bunch of people over here. And immediately, where do we warehouse them? We put them at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. And I took note of that because when I was in the service, I was stationed briefly at Fort Chaffee, and I thought that was a closed base. I thought they'd closed that base. So I checked, and I found out, well, yeah, officially it's closed, but there's a caretaker crew there. The fences and the wire and the barbed wire is all there. Plus, they have huts filled with blankets and cots and you know, they're perfectly situated to take people in. And now, starting under George W. Bush and continuing under Obama, they have been building more and more of these facilities. And so, again, it's like they're preparing for something like this.
Yeah, absolutely a great point. Well, Jim, we actually have a caller on the line who's calling in from the Gulf Coast. Linda from Mississippi,
great.
Line one. Hi, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Hey,
what's your question or comment for Jim?
Yes, to go along with the conversation y'all were having, I have been just watching everything going on down here, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of people here that are just totally unaware of what the situation is. And I have to agree with your other caller, listen to him about the FEMA camps, and they will be probably declaring a martial law.
What makes you, Linda, what makes you say that? And by the way, the other caller is our guest, Jim Mars.
Jim Mars?
Yes.
Well, just because I have been just checking things out, and I went to a site today. I can't even tell you how I got to the site, and I ended up on a website, and I would give you the site, but I really don't want to give it to you on the air, and you can go check it out for yourself, and then make your own decision on it. But I also went to some other sites and found out that, you know, they've been shipping in these people from foreign countries now, and supposedly every 500 miles they got a group set up, just waiting for the word to come in, and they do have the FEMA camps and their military bases. There's some place in California that is made to house like 20,000 people.
Well, yeah, they're all through the country, and I think they're
right.
Capable of housing more than that. Linda,
right.
In Mississippi where you're at, have you seen anything suspicious that you'd like to tell our listening audience about?
The only thing suspicious I could tell you is it's just too much business as usual. And I have a friend that I just got off the phone with a little while ago who works for the Sheriff's Department, and he's working part-time for BP as a guard, and he is totally in the dark as to anything going on.
Mm.
And
no,
people
I'm not
going
surprised.
Down to the beach are like, we're going down to the beach and we're going to go pick up oil, and they're just ignorant. I can't believe it.
Okay, Linda, as far as that site goes, because we're going to have to move along, I'd like you to email that to me when we hang up to the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. Pretty easy to remember. And Linda, thanks a lot for calling in and being a listener to the Common Sense Show. Well, Jim, I think that we're certainly going to raise the fear level of our listeners there in the Gulf Coast, but you cannot have these kind of aerosolized solutions sprayed on this oil that have benzene qualities to them, have them
right.
Come ashore, get into the wind, be transmitted by rain while having significant health effects. So I don't see how these people can expect anything but an evacuation in their future.
Well, I tend to agree with you. And first off, I want to compliment the caller, Linda, because she's obviously a person that's got her eyes and ears open and her head up. And she probably will be one of those that will be the first to perceive what's really going on. And she'll probably take care of herself and her family pretty well. And so power to you, Linda. But then on the other hand, I do have to say that everyone else, I have a friend of mine that's a former ex-Marine who was taking some schooling down in Florida, and I called him recently and was talking about the disaster in the Gulf, and he actually said, what oil spill? he's totally unaware. And so, like, I've been trying to keep up with this. It's a significant story. It's a heck of a story. It's only going to get worse. And yet, today, monitoring the TV and then during my trip, I'm at the airport and I'm looking at the TV, all they're talking about is General McChrystal getting fired.
Yes.
And giving hours and hours of background on General Petraeus, and then talking about that killer down South America, Van Fluffenberg, or whatever his name is. And I mean, it's like, so what? What's that got to do with anything? Here we are facing a national catastrophe, and the news media is just acting like everything's just fine. And,
well, speaking
of
the news media, Jim, I'd like to tell you something that's going on in Arizona, and I bet you haven't heard of it unless you've been in Arizona, because I think this has only been reported on local news. We had two Nogales, Arizona police officers on horseback recently, and they were out for a recreational ride, and they came across bales of marijuana that had been stashed. And, of course, they did what they should do. They called the DEA, and the DEA and the FBI came in and took possession of the drugs. Well, that prompted the Mexican drug cartels to issue a public order that no interference with their drug deals and their drug shipments will be allowed, and they will target Arizona police officers and American police officers. In fact, they went as far to say in the hills overlooking Nogales, which is a border town bordering Mexico, they will station snipers, and they will take out Arizona peace officers for attempting to do their jobs. Now, I bet you haven't heard
that. Sounds like a declaration of war.
It is a declaration of war. Anyway, Jim, we're up against the break. I want to get your reaction to that when we come back after we have a word from our sponsor. Stay tuned, everybody.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And joining Annie and I tonight, famed author and journalist, Jim Mars. And Jim, as we went to the break, I was relating a story about illegal immigration and threats made by the drug czars from Mexico against American police officers. And I would be willing to bet you have not heard of that, have you?
No, I have not. Of course, I've been traveling fast and furiously for the last few days and have not been watching television religiously or listening to the radio, but I doubt I would have heard about it on there anyway. But, and this is a perfect classic example. I mean, here are people threatening the authorities of this country with violence, bringing guns and illegal drugs into this country across our borders. And this should be, as a journalist for about 50 years, to me, this is news. And yet, when I turn on the news, all I see is, oh, well, General McChrystal got fired because, in a social setting, he said some inappropriate things, which, you know, he probably could have been a little more tactful, but I'm not sure that's really a reason to fire somebody. And besides that, but I think the main problem is that he was giving every indication of the truth, which is, we're not winning in Afghanistan. And besides that, what's a win anyway? We're occupying this country. What's a win? How are you going to define a win if we install a puppet government? As soon as we pull the military out of there, they'll go back to exactly the way they were. And there's been legitimate mainstream news stories about how that we are actually paying the Taliban to leave open some of our supply routes. So, in other words, we're working with the very people we're supposed to be fighting. Yeah. The whole thing's insane. And then here's a story about an armed invasion of our country, and it's not even making the news.
Well, Jim, it is making the news locally. We have two of our biggest
talk
stations.
Not outside of Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. KTAR, which is a 50,000-watter, and KFY, which is its major competitor, and also affiliated with Fox News, and KTAR is affiliated with ABC News. Nothing outside these stations. Have reported this, and they've done talk show segments on it, they've done news articles on it, but nothing outside of Arizona, yet the two major radio stations in Arizona are reporting this, and people are calling in and are furious about this. And this has also been on our TV stations locally. Our Channel 12 NBC affiliate has reported this. I saw it with my own eyes, yet you can't get anything national. This is a foreign entity threatening the lives of American police officers. This is mind-boggling to me.
These are not only foreign entities, these are criminals, okay? This should be national news. If this doesn't prove to people that our corporate mass media is under total control, I don't know what would.
Well, I don't either. In fact, actually, we'll ask our callers. In fact, let me mention this as a program note. We're going to open it up to your calls as we unveil what the contents of Jim's book after the top of the hour. And the number to call is 1-800-313-9443. And to you guys who are on hold, we'll get to you just as soon as we come out of the break. But, Jim, I know that we unveil the contents of your newest book, which is to be released in 2 days. We're going to have an awful lot to say about media censorship because you were the victim of it in writing your own book.
That's true. That's true. I've had books canceled at the last minute before, which I suppose is a form of censorship. But, perhaps there's some excuse here. But this is for the first time in my experience. I was actually told to take sections out of the book or they wouldn't publish the book.
And well, Jim, we're up against the break, and we're going to explore that in a lot of detail when we come back after word from these sponsors. And callers, stand by. We'll get to your calls.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.